Thank you. I thank Mr. President and congratulate you for assumption of the chair. Actually, I said that would be a pity if I did not take the floor as one delegation. I think during the course of discussion, said Iran as the biggest economy outside the WTO. And one of the panelists referred to the innovative ways for accession. We do not know any innovative means other than urging those who have been persistently opposing Iran's accession for political reasons to reconsider their approach. But regardless of that, Mr. Chairman, I just wanted to share with you a couple of points. But before that, perhaps my delegation should align itself with the statement made this morning by the representative of Pakistan on behalf of G77 and China. And we also have to congratulate you again and your bureau, and perhaps Madam Pamela, the new director on international trade and commodities, and other colleagues. And thanks the panelists. If I may just go back a little bit to the topic of the discussion, which was multilateralism. And just for a change, because I think this afternoon delegations were mostly focused on the reform of WTO, which again, we are not a party member of that organization. But still, I think as a responsible member of the international community, we are obliged to say a few words regarding multilateralism, which is, I guess everyone admits, is something which is at stake. This morning we heard very informative statements and presentations delivered by the panelists. They were all very informative, and to tell you the truth, Mr. President, very eye-opening, if not quite unsettling in many respects. That, for instance, trade tensions are already compromising trade and also development, that multilateral trade system is being stretched or rather shattered, that 82% of total wealth produced in 2017 went to just 1% reach, are all highly disturbing and revealingly ominous. They suggest, among others, that multilateral trade is hard hit, resulting in increasing inequality both between countries and within communities. And development in its true meaning, which encompasses SDGs, is a victim of this mounting unevenness in international trade. We were heartened to note, though, that there were reasons to hope for making trade work for development by making it more inclusive, strengthening South-South trade, building productive capacity and diversifying economy, as well as reforming WTO. However, these good intended remedies would hardly work in an international context contaminated by irresponsible unilateralism and whimsical approaches. We could hardly have meaningful and productive debate about multilateral trade and development if we chose to ignore the fact that unwarranted unilateral coercive measures in the form of wholesale sanctions are targeting developing countries. These sanctions, resorted to by a number of developed states, in particular by the United States, against people in developing countries, are not only devised to undermine development processes, but also calibrated quite pointedly to hit the most vulnerable, including those in need of medicine and medical treatment, the hardest. The United States' unwarranted decision to unilaterally pull out of a multilaterally negotiated and UN Security Council endorsed accord, which preceded the reimposition of unilateral coercive measures against Iranian people, was a blatant violation of international law and the UN Charter, and a detrimental blow to multilateralism and rule of law. The US has also been undermining rules-based multilateral trade system by unlawfully coercing others into foregoing their trade activities with Iran. We call upon the international community, Mr. President, to stand firm in the face of capricious unilateral threats against multilateral trade, which is just one manifestation of rules-based multilateralism essential for maintaining international peace and order. In a world badly globalized for the past two decades, one can hardly shoulder away its responsibility and say, "Long live the snake that doesn't bite me." We are all in the same boat, and if we value the multilateral system established at the expense of sweetened blood, we should all speak up in the face of dangerous addiction by certain ruling elites to unilateralism, sanctions, and imposition. The fact that the overwhelming majority, actually 189 member states, voted for the UNGA resolution a few days back in New York, urge ending economic sanctions against Cuba, was just a clear indication of general indignation against unilateral coercive measures, which have adversely affected the lives, livelihood, well-being, and fundamental human rights of billions of people across the globe. Thank you, Mr. President.